Let me tell you about Jonas. Jonas is 19 years old. He studies law in Munich. In his spare time, he likes to play soccer. Jonas has a secret which he thinks he cannot share with anyone, not even with his best friend or with his parents. He's just too afraid of anger, rejection, and repulsion. Jonas knows that he has to suppress his sexual drive for his entire life. And he also knows that there will never be a loving and fulfilling partnership that he can enter. Because Jonas is a pedophile. He's only attracted to female children between the ages of 6 and 12 years.
Are the powers that be enforcing the idea that children are sexual from birth? Is the enforced teaching of dogmatic, immoral sexuality being imposed on our youths? Is it going to be compulsory for all children to be taught explicit sex education in the UK? Assalamu alaikum, my name is Mudaffar Haider, and this is The Machinations. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said that verily the heart of a youngster is like an empty plot of land, it accepts whatever is planted there. The hearts and minds of children are extremely susceptible to whatever they hear, see, learn, and experience, so much so that whatever information they are exposed to and absorb can have a lasting influence on their development into adult life. Haim Ginot, a teacher and child psychologist, said that children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. Sexual activists know this and are becoming increasingly vociferous regarding the sexual rights of individuals. They've normalized homosexuality, as we can see. Many are talking about the permissibility of incest. Now, there's been a lot of discussion on whether or not the next step is for them to normalize pedophilia. One of the most concerning developments of their agenda is their obsessive focus on the sexual rights of children. There are numerous protagonists asserting that children are sexual from birth, and thus they argue children have the right to experience sexual pleasure. To inform children of their sexual rights, these activists believe that children from a very young age have the right to comprehensive sexual education.
You're Prince Henry. You're going to tell Thomas why it's a brilliant idea for him to marry you.
UNESCO, alongside other UN agencies including UNICEF, uphold the rights for children to receive education in how to receive sexual pleasure, masturbation, and homosexuality, amongst other things. The original and highly controversial international guidelines on sexuality education, whilst having since been modified, is still in circulation and can be found online. This publication aims to ensure all children in schools worldwide are taught about sex education and is promoted under the banner of preventing unwanted pregnancies, abusive sexual activity, sexually transmitted diseases like HIV and AIDS. The aim of sexuality education, however, are to deconstruct and change the sexual and gender norms of society, to promote high-risk sexual behavior and to encourage the youngest of children to experiment sexually. The sexual agenda, in fact, sexualizes children and threatens their psychological, physical, and spiritual health, whilst undermining and violating parental rights and attacking healthy family life, which is the bedrock of society. Today, in the studio, we have Sister Zainab Thani, school teacher and mother of three, to take a look at some excerpts taken from the learning objectives.
Assalamu alaikum. You may find some of these learning objectives shocking, but it's important for us to know what our children will be taught in schools. Learning objectives for level 1, ages 5 to 8. People receive messages about sex, gender, and sexuality from their cultures and religions. Girls and boys have private body parts that can feel pleasurable when touched by oneself. Bodies can feel good when touched. Touching and rubbing one's genitals is called masturbation. Masturbation is not harmful, but should be done in private. Would you feel comfortable with your child of 5 to 8 years old being taught this in school?
Nope, not at all.
Learning objectives for level 2, ages 9 to 12. Both men and women can give and receive sexual pleasure. Legal abortions performed under sterile conditions by medically trained personnel is safe. Many boys and girls begin to masturbate during puberty. Steps for proper use of condoms. Learning objectives for level 3, ages 12 to 15. Respect for different sexual orientations and gender identity. Access to safe abortion and post-abortion care. Both men and women can give and receive sexual pleasure with a partner of the same or opposite sex. The guidelines also state that adolescents, by the time they're 15 years old, need to be exposed to advocacy that promotes the right to and access to safe abortion. The publication strongly promotes respect for sexual and gender diversity and people with diverse sexual expression, and schools are strongly advised to consult with LGBTI groups when developing their sexual education programs.
Getting ready for work, a meticulous process that involves shaving, glitter, hairspray, and a wig. But instead of performing in a nightclub,
who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
Little Miss Hot Mess.
Who is ready for a story?
Is the host of Drag Queen Story Hour.
This one is called Worm Loves Worm.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
The library started scheduling Drag Queen Story Hour last year.
I'm a girl!
And is already looking to expand other locations.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance and all of these topics that are real, are very, very real.
Penelope wanted to dress kind of cool, but Tiny sort of wants her to dress kind of normal. Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy.
The guidelines undermine parental rights and state that teachers are likely to be the most skilled and trusted source of information and that they have a responsibility to act in the place of parents. That parents fail in their responsibility to educate their children on sexual matters is the international blanket response to any questioning as to the teaching of this topic being the parents' right, and there's no evidence to support it.
Thank you, sister. This document has undergone various revisions. However, the underlying agenda remains the same. Many of the resources being produced for comprehensive sexuality education have been produced already by the IPPF and SICUS, including a publication on sexuality from birth to 5 years. In all of these documents, parents are still viewed negatively and are seen as a barrier to sexuality education alongside cultural and religious values.
Thank you, brother. Learning objectives found in the revised edition include learning objectives for level 1, ages 5 to 8. All people, regardless of their health status, religion, origin, race, and marriage status, can raise a child and give it the love it deserves. Define sexual abuse. Inappropriate touching and rape are forms of sexual abuse. Everyone has the right to decide who can touch their body, where, and in what way. It is natural to explore parts of one's own body, including private parts. Learning objectives for level 2, ages 9 to 12. It is disrespectful, hurtful, and a violation of human rights to harass or bully anyone on the basis of health status, colour, origin, sexual orientation, or other differences. Concepts such as menstruation, sperm production, erection and ejaculation. Masturbation does not cause physical or emotional harm, but should be done in private. Many boys and girls begin to masturbate during puberty, or sometimes earlier. Human beings are born with the capacity to enjoy their sexuality throughout life.
And I know that a lot of people who will be watching this will be thinking, no way, this can't be happening. It is happening. We've been asleep.
And speaking from own experience, brother, I am a mother to 3 children, boy of 6, 2 girls of 11 and now 13. And I am actually terrified that my 2 girls in particular are in the West. They're not in the UK, but they are already being subjected to these sorts of values in schools. And I'll be completely open and honest. My oldest child, my wonderful pure-hearted 13-year-old daughter has herself mentioned terms such as gender change. So these values that are being taught in the curriculum in the West have already seeped through into our children's minds. Learning objectives for level 3, ages 12 to 15. Everyone has a right to speak out against bias and intolerance. Support mechanisms typically exist to assist people experiencing stigma and discrimination, for example, homophobia. Non-penetrative sexual behaviors are without risk of unintended pregnancy and offer reduced risk of STIs, including HIV. Emergency contraception can prevent unintended pregnancy, including as a result of lack or misuse of contraception, contraceptive failure, or sexual assault.
These are just some examples of what the international move to implement comprehensive sexuality education in schools worldwide has in mind. This is what is now being pushed through the United Nations Agenda 2030 into schools around the globe. This agenda and its machinations affects everyone. The International Planned Parenthood Foundation, the IPPF, is currently the main player behind sex education in schools globally. They are also the largest abortion and deregulation of sexuality organization in the world. The IPPF currently operate in 170 countries worldwide. In the UK, their foothold is the sexual health charity called the Family Planning Association, the FPA. The FPA appear to be one of the main providers of resources for sex education in British schools. The British government also includes recommendations to their website, Sexwise, in the new RSE draft guidelines. FPA are also linked to the NHS, the National Health Service of England, who consults with them on matters of sexual health and reproductive matters. All of this goes back to the hegemonic organisations like the IPPF, which have a global dominion.
Yes, and actually an IPPF report claims that the EU is the largest donor to international development and champions reproductive and sexual health and rights. The IPPF European Networks leads efforts to ensure sex reproductive health remains at the heart of EU development policy. IPPF argue that the sexual rights of the youth should not be limited by law or social or religious norms. They operate worldwide and have direct influence over the UN through providing key advisors.
The IPPF promotes abortion and manipulates young minds using scare tactics, such as every minute or every hour a girl dies from a pregnancy-related death. Girls are dying, therefore we need to legalize abortion. You see, it's all about manipulating normality. Since the dawn of the human race, women have been birthing and raising children. And while it's a precarious and painful process, this is normal. But these organizations and sexual rights activists are pushing to change this age-old natural order of human life. And they're getting to our kids before our kids are even old enough to form their own opinions.
They really need our help. They do not need the teachers, because teachers sadly are being paid. They have to teach what they're being told to teach. But we, as parents, have the duty to protect them. We cannot expect our schools and our teachers to provide for our kids to look after them. It's for us to do that.
Stay tuned for more, inshallah. Have the dominant powers used the concept of freedom to enslave us? According to E.M. Jones, when people turn away from God, the only thing left to do is to dominate others.
We have to identify these groups because these are essentially the roots of the sexual revolution. They have to shift attention away from economic underdevelopment, racism, and so on, and make it about sexual freedoms. That's precisely what they're doing.
Research actually shows that people will believe anything as long as you begin the sentence in this way. Yeah.